Disclaimer: the intention of this podcast is not to ridicule or make fun of British persons nor their accent. We just find it enjoyable to speak this way. Indeed. Are you ready for some too hot for your tea action? I'm Lord Peterfeather and Walthamstone III, and tonight we've got all sorts of crazy things going for you. We've got Disney songs, we've got banana crises, we've got toast with scone, crossbones on it, we've got all sorts of stuff. And get ready for the most extreme episode of Tea Time you've ever seen.
Please hang up and try again.
Anyway, well done, I'm your host, Lord Peter Feathering Walthamstone III. Thank you. I was trying to be more extreme to bring in the younger audiences.
And I am Bartholomew.
Do you think it worked?
Yes, sorry. Well, we shall see when the numbers roll in, as they say.
I suspect our ratings are going to jump.
I do hope so.
Wait, do we even have ratings? Because there's no, like, Nielsen...
We have statistics.
Households for the internets. The the tubes are filled with all sorts of information as to who is coming here.
Yes. We have statistics.
Statisticals.
Yes. What?
Yeah. Nothing.
Moving on.
I made it funny.
Yes.
Right. So, our main topic, today's episode is brought to you by the letter T, as in, I like to drink tea. And I'm trying to bring in the younger crowd, you see. I'm trying to appeal to as many demographics as possible.
Yes. Including those
You're going
who
to think me, I can tell.
Sesame Street.
Well, we're not trying to get adults who are watching Sesame Street, we're trying to get the chitlins who are watching Sesame Street.
The, right. So first topic
isn't that
of
the,
day.
The hip now way of calling them? Anyway, right. So the worldwide worldwide banana crisis.
Yes.
So here's the deal: the bananas you eat today are all clones of each other. I'm not talking mad scientist type clones, but apparently, when a male banana and a female banana love each other very much, they don't do anything and just, I guess, asexually reproduce, and they're the exact same. So imagine if instead of me having children, just, I don't know, say a little wart popped off of me and grew into a new Lord Peter.
Really?
Yes, that's a terrifying prospect, I know, but in the field of fruit is... wait, is a banana fruit?
Yes, banana is fruit.
No, it's not a vegetable. It's a fruit. So in the exciting world of fruit, bananas are crazy things.
Indeed.
That didn't sound nearly as intelligent as I was hoping. Moving
That's
right along.
Quite all right.
So, anyway, all of the bananas are cloned, and as such, I think 90-something percent of the bananas eaten in the world are all of the exact same type. So, imagine David Hasselhoff, let's say.
Okay.
Now imagine there being 20 billion of him being grown, and they're being shipped to homes all over the world, right?
I don't know if I like that.
Exactly.
It's a bit tacky.
Now, imagine one David Hasselhoff... What?
It's a bit tacky.
That's the entire concept I'm trying to get at here. Now, imagine one Hasselhoff gets a virus that only Hasselhoff is susceptible to.
Okay.
All of the other David Hasselhoffs will get the virus, and they will all perish. Now, while this would take care of our Hasselhoff problem, what if people were eating the David Hasselhoffs? No longer can one feast on the succulent meats of a David Hasselhoff in the privacy of one's home because all of the Hasselhoffs have died.
Well, now that's a shame.
Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yes. Wait. No.
I'm sorry, but when I use such complicated terms, things can be a bit confusing to the average layman. To one of my peasants, you might say.
I see. Maybe.
Yes. So, I'm kind of a whistleblower, I suppose you could say. I'm letting the entire world know that there is something that must be done about these bananas. We need to diversify. Ooh, what was that?
That was a whistle blowing.
Oh, not that kind of whistle. More like a lifeguard at a pool with a tweet, and that's when you know that the chitlins have to get out of the pool, and it's adult swim time.
Like on Cartoon
Speaking
Network.
Of which, Adult Swim is a wonderful program. I love it.
Yes.
You know, I really wish I was being paid for that. I realized that sounded exactly like a product placement or something. Mm. I really wish that Cartoon Network would send me, say, $20 every time I mentioned Cartoon Network or Adult Swim.
And out of your own free will, listeners, you can send us $20 every time we mention Cartoon Network.
You're more than welcome to it, I assure you.
Yes, you can go to our donations page.
Yes, on our website, which surely you are familiar with by now, but just for the sake of tradition, for old time's sake, we might say, we're going to give it to you again.
Britspit.com. There you are.
Yep, rather simple. It has a nice ring to it. I suggest you make it your homepage.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
So, let's see, what were some of the other extreme things I was going to talk about? Right, Disney songs. So, Disney. Moving along. Favorite Disney songs, go.
Under the Sea? From The Little Mermaid?
Okay. Right, got it, yes.
How about you? We'll go back and
forth. You only had one. We're going to have to get you to watch some more Disney movies.
Oh, no, I have
All right.
more.
Alright, I don't remember the name of this. Oh, Be Prepared! Be Prepared from The Lion King. That's the name. I've been trying to think of it all night, and I just thought of it, and I'm terribly proud of myself.
That is a quite good one.
When... Yes, though the, it was kind of a bit scary with the Nazi reference, but with the hyenas marching, but other than that, it's a very good song.
Is that symbolic?
Very creepy. I suppose so. What with him, you know, trying to take over and he's being evil and stuff, and the hyenas are his little servants, and so they're goose-stepping and doing the little thing with the hand and the out and the... Yes. So...
Okay.
It's showing that they're evil.
Let's see. How about, Just Can't Wait to Be
King?
Also from The Lion King.
Yes, of course. Hakuna Matata.
Oh, yes.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Okay, we need to move on to a different movie.
Right, different movie.
Different movie. A Whole New World. That's always a favorite.
A Whole New World.
Mm-hmm.
A Dazzling Shimmering...
We'll leave that to focus.
I don't remember. Anyway, so... The point is that there's a great bunch of good Disney movies, and I think you should all email us and tell us your favorites, and provided that each song gets more than one vote, we'll tell you which one was the winner.
Yes,
quite. So email us at britspit@gmail.com, or I guess you can always complain at grumbleberries@gmail.com.
Although we haven't gotten any.
And do you know someone else's email address we can send emails to?
President@whitehouse.gov.
You think that'll get through?
Oh, yes.
You sound as though you speak from experience, Bartholomew.
Indeed.
I'm not going to press the matter further for fear of getting arrested.
Alrighty.
Well, what else? Oh, right, the toast and the skulls and the pirates and the... Right. So, while surfing around the tubes, I noticed... that there is a toaster that will put a skull and crossbones on your toast.
Really?
In addition to, like, toasting it. Yes.
You tell.
And I'm on the edge. I'm not entirely sure if I'm going to get it or not yet. But I'm pretty sure that's frigging awesome.
Yes.
Wait, what does Totenkopf... see, the site is German, and I know a bit of German, so... Let's see, it says... Deadhead Toaster Skull Toast is the name of it.
It's a bit redundant, isn't it?
Deadhead Toaster Skull Toast. Yes, that's incredibly redundant. The Department of Redundancy Department. Not for the weak of nerves. Something with the living or something and... Apparently, my German isn't as good as it used to be because I don't know what it's saying.
They're taught.
Anyway, right, so Bartholomew, surely you have something that you've been wanting to talk about. I've been blabbing on a bit too much.
I've been thinking quite recently about the cryogenically frozen head of Walt Disney.
Yes, has it been on your mind?
Perhaps.
Yes, well, for those of you who don't know, rumor has it that the head of Walt Disney was frozen and placed either beneath the Magic Kingdom castle or beneath Space Mountain upon his death, or I suppose right before it. And I guess if his head's frozen, he's technically not dead. But
Well,
rumor once again has it that he shall rise again. I
truly.
suppose Darth Vader style, and come to rule the animation world.
Yes.
I can't wait to see the movie that's based off of that little true story.
That little true story.
Pixar, together you and I can rule the movie theater.
No.
Okay, that was stupid. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Speaking of awesome, James Earl Jones. Let's talk about him.
All right. What about him?
Best voice ever, do you agree?
I quite agree. Yes.
Yes. What with Mufasa from The Lion King? Oh, look, we've sort of come full circle. And the Star Wars
Circle of
thing, I suppose
life.
that's a much smaller circle, but a circle nonetheless. What with the earlier reference, although it was only about 30 seconds ago. What was I talking about? Right, the James Earl Jones with the stuff and the. Got it. So,
Yes.
I just happen to think that his voice is incredibly BA. Am I allowed to just say BA?
And we'll just leave it at that.
There we go. All right. So, for those of you who don't know, please don't look it up on Google. And even if you do, you'll probably just get like a bachelor's of associate degree or something. So, Nina.
Pretty much.
The internet can't help you with everything.
Well, moving on,
Like making friends.
we have a new segment in Tea Time called
Or
the
playing
Wiki.
outside.
I'm sorry, what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
I said, or playing outside.
Ah, I
The
see.
internet does not help you with that. Unless, of course, you're looking up sports. Speaking of which, I thought of something. You do your thing first, and then I've got my thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Well, we have a new segment in Tea Time called the Wikipedia News. And today's Wikipedia news comes from today's Wikipedia in the news. And in the news, a Turkish court gives life sentences to seven Al-Qaeda associates for their involvement in the 2003 Istanbul bombings.
Hooray!
And
Not hooray for the bombings, hooray that they got sentenced.
indeed.
In case you're wondering.
And on this day in 1861, with Italian unification almost complete, Victor Emmanuel II of Piedmont, Savoy, and Sardinia assumed the title King of Italy. Did you know that?
Oh, that's right. My great-grandsire actually knew him.
Really?
Yes, his name was Peter Feathering. Yes, that's right. He was from the Feathering side. This was before the unification of my family. An interesting tidbit.
I see. Did you also know
Another interesting tidbit. Tidbit is a funny word.
that? Indeed. Hence the
See, you
laughter.
giggled.
Haha,
Yes, I believe I have proved my hypothesis using the scientific method. You know, if I was to slap that on a poster board, I bet I would get the gold medal in the third grade. Science fair.
I see.
Let's see their little volcano with the food coloring and the whatever it was stand up to my superb psychologicalness.
Did you also know that on this day in 1861...
Shut up, Bartholomew. Don't you dare say a word about what I just said. Continue on as if everything is normal and I said something extremely profound and or interesting. Or coherent.
What was that? Well, anyway,
what was what?
On this day in 1861, Jefferson Davis was inaugurated as the first and only.
What was that, Bartholomew?
President.
Goodness, it sounds as though a crow is in the studio.
Yes, I'm
the
being studio, interrupted the... by a crow.
I'm terribly sorry. Go ahead. I'm done.
On this day in 1861,
I mean the crow is done.
Jefferson Davis was inaugurated as the first and only president of the Confederate States of America. Did you know that?
Yes. Well, I was aware of the event, but not the date.
Yes. Well, that would
nor
be
the
today.
Date.
Right. Today. Yes.
Excuse me. Whenever I first said the date, I meant the year. Then I realized what day it was, and I said, nor did I know the date, again, meaning the actual day.
Wonderful. Well, it seems that we have run out of time.
Too bad, because I wanted to say my other thing.
What was your other thing?
A fun project to do at home. Here's something you can do at home, kids, and or families, or other people listening. Go up to a fourth... Yes, persons, that's the word, thank you. Go up to, say, a fourth-story building or higher, if you're feeling frisky, and get an egg. And create some sort of holder for it, and try and chuck the egg off and see if you can get it to survive.
You know, I've actually done that before.
Oh, well, I thought I was being all original and fun and stuff, but go ahead and rain on my parade, Bartholomew. No, I understand. I'll just cry off in a corner reading some Kafka or something until my brain explodes.
No, it's quite fun. It's encouraged activity.
Oh, yes, it gets you outside. You get to chuck unborn poultry off of buildings. Sounds like a good afternoon to me.
Oh, I love it.
Did you know, here's another tidbit, did you know that if you try the same experiment with a entire like chicken, not a live chicken, but one that you'd buy at a supermarket, if you were to chuck an entire chicken off in some sort of contraption, the contraption is more than likely to get crushed and the chicken will get bruised and or splattered. It's disgusting, actually.
Really? I shouldn't like to see that.
Yes.
Well, it's...
Nope, but it's a lot more fun when you chuck it at somebody's car window. Moving right along. So, we're ending the show now. You can reach us at britsbit. At email.com. Email? Gmail. Starting over. So, ending the show, you can email us at britsbit@gmail.com or complain at grumbleberries@gmail.com. You can visit our website at britsbit.com. You can... Goodness, what else can you do? Oh, you could buy our stuff. You could donate to us. You could... I already said you could email us. What else can our viewers do, Bartholomew?
They can chat with you.
They can chat with me. Dear viewers, I suggest heavily you chat with me.
Yes.
I forget how they chat with me.
They click on the chat with Lord Peter button.
They click.
Go to Britsbit.com.
They click and I respond.
And click on the button that says chat with Lord Peter.
I will respond so well you will not know what hit you.
Indeed.
I'm in a rather silly mood. I think I'm going to need to lie down for a bit.
All right, you do that.
Or get some sody pop.
Sody pop.
Sody pop.
Indeed.
Pop, pop, tootsie pop, Dad.
What?
It's an old commercial for Tootsie Pops.
I see. Well.
Like, I think 1960s or something. It's... Sorry, if anyone got the reference, please email me so that I don't feel so old and out of it. Not with it. You gangster rappers and you... You... rock and rollers. I don't know what's going on these days anymore. I live secluded in a mansion up in the middle of nowhere. Well, not nowhere. I have a village of serfs and... No, not serfs. Peasants and stuff. But I suppose you get the idea.
And horned animals.
Not entirely with it in the latest fashions. And horned animals, yes. And I'm trying to get a zebra. And I'm going to strap a striped horn onto him. And he's going to be... Did you ever have fruit stripe, the gum? The flavor yes. lasted for like 12 seconds, but it was delicious. I want to get one of those.
Hmm.
I think it had a horn, right?
No.
No?
No.
It was just a crazy zebra?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of which, this is probably a bit too hot for your tea, but I had a wonderful little saying I came up with tonight. You've heard of the saying, a trip down memory lane, correct?
Yes.
How about an acid trip down memory lane?
Oh, goodness. Well, I can't say that was too hot for your tea, but oh, goodness. Yes, it deserves no goodness.
The memories might not be as you well-memoried them, but I'm supposing it would be rather memoried. It's like remembered, but
not.
The past tense of memory.
I see.
Can you have the past tense of a noun, like carrot? Like, I carroted this afternoon, meaning like
actually,
I had a carrot?
In the dictionary, you can Google something, so that means you've Googled a term.
Hmm.
Yes. And Google is a noun.
So, but it's verb and... My brain hurts. I need to lie down.
Well, until next time.
Too much. Until next time, I'm Lord Peter Feathering Walthamstone, and this most certainly is not the drawing room, but rather we're somewhere else in the manor. I'm not disclosing the location so nobody's peeking in my window.
But it is tea time.
Yep, it is tea time after all. So, cheerio. Okay, bye. No, let's edit out. Okay, bye. Doesn't sound very befitting of a British lord. Has the credits started yet? I can't hear until we're in post-production. I love this kind of magic with the computers. It's amazing stuff. So tell me, what have you been up to lately? I haven't seen too much of you around the manor.
I've actually today, I sang in a concert.
Ooh, snazzy. Down in the village. So, I think the song should be over around now. Moving right along. So, we're ending the show now. You can reach us at britsbit.at email.com. Email? Gmail.